We're going to discuss the other kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to start with the Menorah. Then we're going to go to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then the Shulchan, the Mizbeach HaChitzen. And therefore we're going to go through, as we're going through in the Parashas HaShavua, Tumah Tetzaveh VeYakel Pikudei, which speak about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. So we're going to speak more Bariches about the different kelim. The first thing we have to know is that the Menorah was one of the central avodas of the Beis HaMikdash, because the menorah represents what the whole Beis HaMikdash is for. Like Chazal say, v'chi l'oira ani tzarech, do I need the menorah for its light? Obviously not. Ela eidusi l'chol bo yoylam, it's a testimonial for the entire world, sh'ashchina sheira b'Yisrael, that the Shechina rests by the Yidden. Because the Ner Maravi never went out, and like we explained previously, there's a big machlokes between the Rambam and the other Poskim, how and where the menorah was in the Beis HaMikdash. When you entered the Beis HaMikdash, you entered from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was in Ma'ariv, and the Knesset to the Beis HaMikdash was in Mizrach. Now, was the menorah Mizrach to Ma'ariv? In other words, walking straight, the menorah would be on your left, straight. Or was the menorah facing Tzofen to Dorim? So all the Mefarshim learn that the menorah was from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. However, the Rambam learns that it was from Tzofen to Dorim, was facing straight. In other words, when you came to into the Beis HaMikdash, you found the menorah facing you, your face, not on your side, diagonally, going straight to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So either way, you have the menorah, and the menorah was a testimonial for everyone that the Shechina is Shechina b'Yisrael. In other words, the menorah was made to give out light. Like we know the Rebbe's famous Bior, that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos draws a picture of the menorah, and in the picture, the cups of the menorah, the Gviim, are upside down. We know the menorah had Gviim, had Kaftoirim, and it had prochim, flowers, buttons, and cups, goblets. And therefore, the cups of the menorah were upside down according to the Rambam. And the Rebbe asks, what's the mocker? He said, he probably has a mocker that we don't have. But the Rebbe explains the explanation that being that the menorah's job was a giver, the menorah was to be mashpia on the world, it was to give light. So when you have a cup, it has two functions. It's to receive, or it can give, it can pour. The Rambam is stressing that the main job of the menorah is to give. In addition, once you're already talking about the shapes of the menorah, the Rebbe always wants us to point out that the shape of the menorah, the sticks of the menorah were diagonal. They were like V-shaped, not chas v'sholem, round-shaped. What's the source to say that the menorah was round? It's because there's a sefer that says that the fact that the Rambam doesn't make a shape and he wants to learn that it's round. Because the Rashi clearly writes that the menorah was balachs and the menorah sticks were diagonal. And therefore, if you look into the Art Scroll Chumash, on the Rashi Chumash, they're forced to make a picture of a straight menorah. But in the Stone Chumash, which is but they don't have Rashi's typed out for you word for word, they bring down a circular menorah. The Rebbe's shturim is that it's not so bad. First of all, chinuch-wise, it's always important to have the right picture, no matter what. If it could be right, you do it right. And especially because the menorah is punkt verkehrt, the round menorah destroys the whole purpose of the menorah. The round menorah comes from Shaar Titus. In Rome, there is this arch, which is called the Arch of Titus, and under this arch, that's where they brought all the Yidden as slaves. It was built after Churban Beis HaMikdash, and all the Yidden had to go walk under that arch. And there, Ad Hayom, a lot of Yidden refuse, even when they go there, they go around the side, they refuse to walk under this arch, the Shaar HaTitus. And in the Shaar HaTitus has descriptions showing how the different things that they brought from the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things that they have is a menorah with round sticks. Now, we know that picture is not meduyik, because the Torah tells us that the menorah had little fisalach on the bottom, 3 feet on its base. And in that menorah, they don't have those tfisalach. So it's obviously either A, not the menorah, or B, even if it wasn't meduyik. Because there were other candelabras in the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Torah says, v'idliku nedes b'chatzis kachech, we say in Al-Anisim, that they had other lights that they lit up, they had other candelabras. Like Levi explains in that sikh over there, that Shlema Melech built 10, so on and so forth. And therefore, it could have been a different menorah that they had. But the Shara Titus shows the way the Goyim rule over Yidin. The menorah shows the way Yidin are mashpi on the world. Eidus ilochol boi oilom. It's an Eidus for the whole world. So imagine that the symbol of Jewish pride is with a round handle, a round shaped stick, which Adab shows on the Goyishkeit, because Chas V'Shalom overcome Yiddishkeit. And therefore, it's very important to have, to know and say and explain to people that the menorah was diagonally. But either way, you have this menorah, and the menorah's job was to give light as a testimonial to the entire people. The menorah in Avodas Hashem represents a bocher, because a bocher is a ner lahoyer. A bocher is light, and he gives light. The job of a tamim is a menorah. A bocher is, oh, wherever he's walking, he's giving messages. Wherever he leaves a message, you leave an imprint. You don't understand, and you'll never know the effect of a single bocher. An inyan of a bocher is to have a positive hashpah. And we don't understand, we are the menorah. Our inyan is to give light. Our union is to be mefitz ur. And for that, there's one important nekuda that the Torah tells us in last week's parsha. Miksha teyosa menorah yirecha v'kona. That the menorah has to be solid. There can't be any dents in the menorah. From all the kelim, there's only one keli which can't have a dent. A bocher that has a little dent eventually can be destroyed. Because from a little dent, the wind comes in and this comes in, and then, verspoken. A bacher has to be tamim. That's why the bacher is compared to ner lahoyer, and a bacher is a tamim. A bacher has to be complete. There cannot be any cracks. Of course, we're human. We're human. But on the other hand, b'nefesh, we have to be tamim. We have to be miksha teyasa menorah, strong, solid, and we have to be tochen, because we understand that a menorah has to be bishleimus, not parts, not little things coming together. We have to be strong in our nefesh, strong in our hiskasheros, strong in our emunah. There cannot be any blemishes. One crack in the menorah and it's not complete. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he said he doesn't know how to make a menorah. For years, no one could make Taim Chetmimim. You cannot have, it doesn't make sense, a bocher that's a complete bocher. They tried for thousands of years, until they said, throw him into Eish, and the Eimishter said, I will make it. The Rabbeim said, the Rebbe Rashab said he had to travel for years to ask Rishus to open up Yeshiva's Taim Chetmimim. And he finally got the reshus, and he told the bachrim that the neshamish were chosen. Each and every bachr is a special neshama. It's a neshama chosen by the Eibishter. In other words, there are neshamis which are be'etzem chosen, and has to be miksha. And we have to be strong and stop all the whining, all the cracks. Darf zayin sholim.